what I hope to discuss for the next few minutes together is Isser Shem Minchas Chote, as we see in the first source, as we see in the first source, Lo Yasim Aleha Hashem Lo Yitin Aleha Levona, in the Mincha, or really it might even be in some ways the Karban Chatas of a Karban Olav Yorid, if one has to end up, if they're an Ani and they have to bring a Minchas Chote, the pasuk is very clear that Lo Yasim Aleha Shemen Lo Yitin Aleha Levona. Seems to be black and white that Shemen is not allowed, and then if you look at source 2, Vayikra and Parshas Tzav, and the Torah later calls it B'chol Minchol Blu B'Hashemen B'Chareva. The Torah refers to it as a Mincha Chareva. It's true that there are other Minchas, Menachos, specifically Minchas Kenos, Minchas Sota as well, also has a very similar formulation in the Pesukim, Lo Yitzak Aleha Shemen. We're going to focus today on by Minchas Chote. What makes a Minchas Chote unique, and why I was particularly excited to learn this together, is I assume by now, as I understand it, I could be wrong, but most people have already seen, hopefully, the first parak and the third parak, as well as the fifth parak. And what made this sugya particularly, I don't know, complicated or unique or complex to jump into for a few minutes, is the idea that, by my count, there were four separate sugyas that touch on Shemen and Minchas Chote, each of them making assumptions about the other sugyas, and every time you sort of have to reorient yourself, okay, what were the assumptions in this sugya about the other sugya? Is this assuming something? Does this work within both shitos in the machlokas elsewhere? So really all I'm going to try to do for the next couple of minutes is go through all four of the sugyas. I'll say what they are right now. Daf Yud Aleph, Chav Gimel, Nun Dalet, and Nun Tes Amud Beis, Samach Amud Aleph. And we're going to raise a number of questions, perhaps contradictions between the two Gemaras, or the four Gemaras. We're going to try to suggest an answer or two. It happens to be that some of the Farshim could contradict themselves from time to time. So if you're here to get all the answers, I hope you're definitely in the wrong place if you're here to get all the answers. But at least, hopefully, I know for me it was very helpful just sitting down finally and working through these four related Gemaras together. So hopefully, even if it's just to get everyone's minds thinking a bit how the Gemaras interact, it could be hopefully beneficial for all of us. So if we jump right in, as I mentioned in the first two sources, we have the pasuk that says, Lo Yasim Aleha Shemen. The Torah specifically tells us you cannot have Shemen in your Minchas Chote. And then the Torah later, when it's talking about multiple karbonos, the whole Mincha Blu B'Hashemen V'Chareva. So right away, you have to ask the question, when the Torah refers to it as chareva, is that just a reflection of the fact that the Torah told me already earlier that we cannot have Shemen in it? Is it just saying, as we mentioned earlier, you cannot have Shemen? And therefore, when we're hinting to it, we're motioning towards that mincha, we're going to call it a mincha chareva. Makes sense. Or, alternatively, and maybe there's somewhere in the middle, but we're going to mention the two extremes right now, or alternatively, is chareva separate halacha, unrelated? It happens to be lo yasim aleha shemen. That's true, that there's an issur to put shemen on your mincha, on your minchas chote. But there's also an issur, there's also a concept that it should be a mincha chareva. Is that the same halacha, different halachas? Is one in asay, one in lusasay? Is one referring to something more, right? As we're about to see in the next source, there's obviously other ways to make something lula other than just shemen. So are these two halachos that we could say reflecting one another, interacting at all, or are they unrelated? So I think the first place to jump in to that is the Gemara in the fifth parak on Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. Gemara in Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Ila. Ein lecha hakasha l'kmitza yosir minchas chote. Nothing is more challenging to do kmitza with, and Tosfos and Yuma, as well as in Sota, points out, that doesn't mean in relation to the Gemara that we have in our first parak as it pertains to painful, as much as halachically challenging, because if you just have solas, if you just literally have flour there, it'll be very challenging to knock off the right amount. You might have too much one minute, then too little. It's extremely difficult to get the correct amount if all you have there is solas. V'yitzlik baravdimi amar, minchas chote megabla b'mayim, no. You could, or maybe should, we'll come back to that, we need there, megabla b'mayim uksheira. You can mix it with water. It's true that there's solas, there's flour. But you also are megablu b'mayim, and it's kosher. Then the Gemara says, lemu b'hokum miflugi, really not our topic right now. The Gemara jumps in to try to understand this machlokas through the prism of the broader sugya there about kamo shehein misharinon or kamo shehayu misharinon, not our question right now. But the Gemara then concludes, no, it's not relevant to the broader discussion there, rather what? Dekulei alma kamo shehein misharinon. Really, everyone holds kamo shehein misharinon, fine. Ubahaka miflugi. Demar savar mai chareva chareva mishemen. That one man the Amar Chareva Mishemen, i.e. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi says Chareva Mishemen, that when the Torah says Chareva, it's just referring to Shemen. Umar Sabah Chareva Mikol Davar. It's referring to Chareva Mikol Davar. So one, as we mentioned earlier, a broad way of explaining this is that what they're disagreeing about is exactly how we started. What Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi and Rav Ilar are disagreeing about is Rav Ilar says that Chareva. Let's start with Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi is saying that this is just a reflection of lo yosim ala shemen. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi is saying, yeah, we said you can't have shemen, and now we're calling it chareva. Chareva mi shemen, generally speaking, when we're talking in menachos, there's no chiev ever to put water. You might. There's no specific ingredient, we'll come back to that, of water. Maybe we have to put in water for technical purposes. Maybe every mincha has, but it's not viewed as one of the ikar ingredients of a mincha. So when we say chareva, it's coming out on top. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi says, no, it's just repeating the halacha, chareva, chareva mishemen. And Rav Ilah is saying, no, it's a reflection. And Rav Ilah is saying, no, it's an added din, chareva mikol davar. And you would think, then, if that's true, certainly within Rav Ilah, who said it's a separate din, the way we're explaining right now, it's a totally unrelated halacha. We have lo yosim ala shemen over here, and we have chareva over there, and chareva, not only is it including shemen, it's also including mayim. Then at least within Rav Ilah, and perhaps within Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, but now for everything we've seen, we'll just assume that chareva is just meaning the exact same thing, it's just reflecting the halacha of lo yasim ala shemen. Then that will lead us into a conversation of how much would I be mechayim? How much am I violating the mitzvah, or the concept, I should say, of chareva? If you say that it follows suit, like we're saying right now, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi says the concept of maybe that's why it's chareva dafka mishemen, then you would say whatever the halacha is by lo yasim ala hashemen, we'll just copy and paste that to the concept of chareva. Maybe there's no difference between the two halachos. Chareva is just spelling something out, spelling it out in a different way. But if you say chareva mikol davar, that it's an added halacha, it's something new and unique, then you would have to say it could be a different shear. So, Mirtz Hashem, will come back to that. But let's see what the potential shear is. If we look at the next source, the Gemara on the bottom of Nun Tesam Beis Samach Amar Aleph. The Gemara there is trying to figure out this exact question. What is the shear of Lo Yasim Alei Hashemen Lo Yitir Alei Olivona? Amar Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar Yochanan Nasan Mashehu Shemen Al Gabi Kizayis Mincha Pasul. If you have a Mashehu Shemen Al Kizayis Mincha It's Pasul, why my time on Lo Yasim Sima Kol Dehim? Aleha adika shira. So a sima kol dehu, the Amar of Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar of Yochanan, nasan kizayis levona agami mincha pasul. It has to be kizayis. My time alo yitein ksev adika nesina. And there's a malbim here that's actually extremely fascinating about. He goes through almost, I don't know, a lot of the Torah, a lot of Tanakh, trying to figure out where sima means one thing and nesina means something else, asking questions back and forth. Tosus does something similar here, but Malbim goes much further trying to work through it. But either way, so that is one part of the Gemara. But then the Gemara says, Adi Gnesia Aleha, so how do we know Aleha, sorry, Nasan Kizayis Levona Agabi Mashehu Mincha, says the Gemara, Aleha Havi Riboy Achar Riboy, V'in Riboy Achar Riboy Elamai. They both have Aleha. I did not mean to have the footnote here, the question, the Sheet of Mikubetzes, but I'll mention it once I have it on the sheet. The Sheet of Mikubetzes asked a question that I looked around for a while trying to see if anyone addressed it. I couldn't find an answer. But the Shigim Etzes is bothered. He's saying that it says, Lo yasim aleha shemen, v'lo yitin aleha levona. And the Gemara says, Ein riboy acha riboy el lamayit. That's why levona is chayiv, as long as you have a kezayis levona on a mashehu of the mincha. So, Ein riboy acha riboy, because it says aleha leha riboy, so el lamayit. But Shigim Etzes says, if that's true, then what about by shemen? Why by Shemen then wouldn't we say the same halacha that Nasan Mashu Shemen Al Kizayas Mincha. Why would it have to be Al Kizayas Mincha? Aleha, we should say in Riboyacha Riboy Elamayat. I don't know how Josh has worked well enough. That's not really relevant to our Chabura, but if anyone has an answer, would love to hear that. But I was wondering if maybe that's just what a Riboyacha Riboy is. That's literally what it means. It means this first Riboy stays in place. And the second Riboy, why would I have to have a second Riboy? That's only to tell me that in this case it's Maya. I'm not sure. But the Shigumetzas didn't think so. So I'm not sure. But either way, then the Gemara continues. You get the Amri, no, maybe it's just a question. By Rabbi Yochanan, he wasn't sure himself, Rabbi Yochanan. And let's keep in mind for the next Gemara we're going to see that Rabbi Yochanan himself is the one who's asking this. That Nasan Mashu Shem Ragabe Kazayas Mincha Maomi, but Yen Sima Kinesina Olo. Do you need a Sima or a Kasina? Or does it need, or does it, could the Sima be Koldehu or Kolshu, or does it have to be like a Nesina? So it's not clear, Lamaskana, what the Gemara there is assuming. What the Psak is. Is it that you need a Kazayas? Or is it that you only need a Kolshu? So going back to our Sigya on Nandala, the Grizz, already in the next source on Nandal points this out. He says, "Demar saver mar chariv, chariv mishem mar saver chariv. V'nei inyan shemen isul kamon b'gemara. Dal pachos mikazayis mincha ino over." According to the first side of the Gemara, according to the second side of the Gemara on Samach Amud Aleph, that you need a sima kinesina, and you're not zayiv unless you have a full kazayis. Nira, if that's true, then you need a full kazayis. Right? That's what meaning there's two options. Let's assume for a second that we paskin, let's say, lakula, that you need a full kezias in order to be mechayev yourself by shemen. Then what would that tell us about the din of chariv? Going back to what we said earlier, if you say it's chariva mikol dav, if you say it's chariva mishemen only, then okay, whatever the halacha is by one, we'll assume by the other. So the Gemara in Nandalid and Nantes is really just the same question, and you could put water there, and don't worry about water, it's just chariva mishemen. And that's it. But according to the man, the Amar, says the Grizz, Mnir, to Kolza, according to the man, the Amar, let's say, Chareva mi kol davar, it's a new halacha completely. If you're going to say that the Gemara on Samach, we paskin that you need a full shir kezayas of Shemen in order to be machayev you, now look what the Grizz says, Mnir, to Kolza, hu rak lehalaf. The Gemara on Samach, and not Nun Tesson Beis, was talking about the law of lo yasim alea Shemen, of al inyan psul de mincha mishem chareva. So this is the Grizz, an assumption. He says it must be that once you're going to establish that there's this unrelated halacha, at least according to the Manda Omar, at the very least, chariva mikol davar, then you could pask in lakula, so to speak, that you need a full kezayis of shemen in order to be mechayev you for lo yasim ala shemen, but then you shouldn't require it at all for chariva, and even if you have a kolshu, you should be chayev.
It should be possible.
Sorry?
You said chayiv.
Oh, I said chayiv. I meant possible. Yeah.
It should be possible.
Yeah. Sorry. What was I saying? Sorry, I was saying.
You said chayiv.
Oh, chayiv. Okay, yeah.
That's not four.
Right. Sorry.
Two different things.
Sorry, to clarify. Chareva, you wouldn't be chayiv anything. But chareva, the Grizz is trying to argue, and it's misavra based off at least the extreme way we've been explaining it to start, that if you say mar sabra chareva mikol davar, seemingly that means it's a totally different halacha. Then, even if you tell me lakula, so to speak, that you need a kezias in order for the lav of lo yasim alei hashemen, when it pertains to chareva, maybe even for a kolshu, it should be possible.
Right. But, I'm just pointing out, he's talking about the amount of mincha, but not the amount of shemen. Right? He's saying the shear of a kezias of the mincha is going to be necessary, even a mashu of the mincha will.
I don't think so. Why do you?
Yeah,
that is what he's saying, right? Shemen isul lekamon b'gemara da'al pachos mikazayis mincha ino over. Right. I mean, it's the same thing. You're right. You're correct. Although, one second, the Gemara there never has a havmina on Nintas, on the base, or Sama, that for Shemen, you should be chayiv on a mincha that's pachos mikazayis. Right. So you're saying, I get what you're saying. Good. Correct. So that's not what I was saying, but it's the same. Correct. If anything, it's Kavah Homer, but you're exactly correct. You're right. That's my fault. Good. Yeah.
Are you understanding that the Grizz is only entertaining this within Rabbi Yehuda and not within
first
No, I think he could be saying it within both. I'm just saying it's for us right now. It's that I'll phrase it like this. That is probably his hechrus to say it. Meaning, if let's just say the Gemara just said chariv mishem. The simplest, most basic way to explain that is that it's just a reflection of the halacha of lo yasim ala
hashem. Okay, right.
He's not necessarily saying that. Good. I'm not saying he's saying that. I'm saying that, at least for us, as we're building it up, it's easiest. I'll say it like this. If it was only the shita of mar savar chariva mishemen,
right,
then I wouldn't say this. I wouldn't tell you you're wrong, but I wouldn't need to say it. Is that fair?
The word chariva doesn't apply to zero, because it applies dry, and we know that usually, like in the Sina, has a shear. So,
I hear what you're saying.
You're good. That way it's easier to understand, but certainly you can still make that argument.
For sure. And we're going to see it. Yes. Correct.
I assume it's on the pizza later, but he also holds on by
it. Yeah. We're going to. Well, what does that mean? He also holds.
Rabbeinu, I think, holds that that the two dinim of.
That's what we're going to get to right now. Yeah, exactly. I was going to also point out, and hopefully we'll come back to this as well, in the next source, the Rambam actually paskins what I would say is l'chumra. As it relates to the sugya on Tesson Bay Sam Chamar Aleph about how much are you chayav for Shemen, Nasan Mashu Shemen Agave, because I spent minchot Sala Misafik. It's Pasul Misafik. Because again, we're not sure what the Maskan is. There was an Ikav Damri, and even on the second side of the Ikav Damri, it was a Ibai Zilashta. So, the Rambam paskins L'chumra, so to speak, that Agave, that Mashu you be chayav. And I will just point out, according to that, then, and this is maybe what Ben Sion was speaking to, you're going to have to start wondering, according to that, if the din of Shemen, Lo Yasim Aleha Shemen, is a Mashu, then you're going to have to start thinking, then what's Chareva even adding then? Ben Sion was trying to argue a minute ago, which we'll come back to, that Chareva is Dafka saying, even the the smallest amount we can't have. But if you say that Lo Yasim Aleha Shemen was already a Kol Shehu, then Chareva really isn't adding anything, unless you say Mar Savar. Unless you say like Ravi Law, that it means Chariv Mikol Dabar. Okay.
Again, what? Unless you say the Grizz, right? The Grizz is saying you're violating Chariv even if there's less than because I actually have Mincha.
Meaning, in other words, you're saying that would be the only distinction. That Chareva is even for the smallest amount, right? That's true.
But, I mean, the Rambam doesn't seem to be saying that because the Rambam says unequivocally that if you don't have Kazayis and Mincha, it's not possible.
Yeah. Good. Fine. So then, fine. Says the next Gemara, and then, yeah, that's all right.
Is it clear that if you don't hold Chareva Mikol Dabar, that Chareva needs to add something? Is that clear?
Say it again?
Is it clear that there needs to be a lima from the word Chareva beyond Lo Yasin if you don't hold Chareva Mikol Dabar? In the context of the Sukkot, in which the word Chareva appears, is just the psukim are recapping the menachos.
No, I think you're right.
It refers to the menachos as a chariv.
So I agree with you.
It doesn't mean to learn anything.
No, that was exactly the point I was trying to say to Ben Sion, because he was saying, why are you assuming that the one who says chareva mishemen doesn't say that it's different than lo yasim?
Right.
So what I said to Ben Sion is, you're right, it doesn't necessarily mean that. And you're making that point. You're saying, meaning, no one has to say anything, right? Other than the manda amar, chareva mikol davar, which by definition means it has to be some distinction. Is it the same halachos just now also apply it to water? Or is it different halachos legamrei, like maybe the Griz is saying? Or is it different shirim, right? Meaning, but you're right, correct. And if you say chareva just from shemen, then maybe there's nothing to learn. It's just whatever, it's just a reference. Exactly correct. Fine. Let's see the Gemara in Yud Aleph. And I almost said it, what's the phrase, like tongue-in-cheek before, but even if it's just, I think Dayenu, if you read these four Gemaras, one after the other, it's worth it almost just for that, just because, you know, at least I saw them months apart. So the Gemara in Yud Aleph, Amun Aleph, says, when it's talking about Riboy Shemen, the Gemara jumps right in, Heichidami Riboy Shemen, Amar Belazar, Kigon Shehifrash Lashnei Lugan, Velokma, Kigon Arba Shemen, Kigon Shehifrash Lashnei Lugan. Says Rabbi Lazar, when you're mafresh neilugin, that is the only way you could be, you would be pasul with riboy shemen. Then the Gemara says, this is talking about other menachos, not minchas chotei, which on a simplest level doesn't have riboy shemen. Hopefully we'll come back to that at the end. But it doesn't have riboy shemen. Why not? Because there is no shemen. So you can't have extra of something that doesn't exist to begin with. And we have lo yasim ala shemen. You can't have the minimalist amount. So then the Gemara says, wait a second. The Gemara says, why do you have to be mafresh lulin v'lok makom to arv ba shemen dechulun v'shemen dechavrta? Maybe it's separate mincha touches it, or it's shemen dechulun, and that's what's possible. That's what's possible. Maybe you would say, says the Gemara, Havimina, that no, the only way you could ever be chayef for riboy shemen is if you are specifically trying to add this shemen onto your mincha. If you're trying to be koveh onto this mincha. If it's just some random shemen that spilled in or from some other mincha that's not related to this mincha, just a mix-up, a mishap, whatever it is, then that's no way it's possible. The Gemara says, no, maskelor zutra bar tovia, ele me'ata, mincha schotei de posel b'shemen hechi mishkachasla. Mincha schotei, which is posel, hechi mishkachasla. Idi da halesla. Right? If it's its own shemen, that's possible. There's no such thing as mincha schotei's own shemen. How is it ever possible, says the Gemara, that you ever have an Isser Shemen on a Minchas Chotei? It says in the Torah, Loyasim Ala Shemen, but it's impossible, because you just told me the only way to do it is to be Koveh something. So that's what I would have said. But then the Gemara says, Yeah, Amrit the Afrishla Shemen, and I said, no, I'm using this for Minchas Chotei. Kevan de Lesla Shemen Klal. There's no such thing as being Mafrish for the Minchas Chotei. It's therefore viewed as chulin. The Gemara says that minchas chotei doesn't have shemen at all. So therefore, any shemen that's relating itself to this minchas chotei is by definition shemen dechulin or shemen dechavrta. It's by definition totally disassociated from this mincha. You could be mafresh it for this minchas chotei from today to tomorrow. It's totally irrelevant. So therefore, it's like shemen dechulin. So says the Gemara. If that's true, we see Shemen Dechulin is able to be Mechayivim, or able to Pasel. That's the whole point of the Pasuk of Lo Yasim Ala Hashemen, seemingly. Im Kain, then we see that by Riboy Shemen, it should be the same Halacha. By Riboy Shemen, as well, we should say that Shemen Dechulin and Shemen Dechavrta should also be Pasel. And this is where it seems like Yoni's very excited. Yeah, what?
Yeah, whatever. I saw the
Sassan. Yeah, so what's the Sassan say? So Yoni could get up here, but I'll just say it for now because I'm standing here. Tzarechin hadimyon dehasam. Tzarechin hadimyon dehasam detzrich lios chariva uksiv lo yasim aleha shemen pasul. Avahacha minali de pasul. So the Sassan does something interesting. We'll leave aside what he says interesting for a moment, but his basic question is as follows. He's saying, how could you be madama these two cases? Minchas Chotei versus other menachos. Other menachos, you have to have a certain amount of shemen. And there's a concept of riboy shemen. You shouldn't have more than that. What we don't have, though, is two additional psukim. Or at the very least, let's focus on the first pasuk for a moment. Chareva. Actually, let's focus on Lo Yasim Ala Shemen for a moment. If you say Lo Yasim Ala Shemen, which the Sfas Emes mentions, it says maybe it's different. Maybe Lo Yasim Ala Hashemen, the Pasuk is specifically coming to tell us, okay, maybe Shemen Dechulin is not Shayech in general to Pasul something, but here where the Torah specifically said, don't put Shemen on, of course the Torah wouldn't tell you to do something that something's usher that's impossible to do. It wouldn't make it impossible to do a lot. But furthermore, if you say Chareva, and we take what we were saying in the Grizz, maybe all the way, that what? Chareva might not necessarily, especially if you hold, going back to Meir's point, you don't need to say what I'm about to say in the Mandamar, Chareva mi Shemen Bilvad. But if you say Chareva mi Kol Davar, it's certainly a different halacha. And the Pashas, you would assume Chareva means Chareva Lagamre, completely dry. If so, then maybe the halachas are totally unrelated. Maybe the din of Riboy Shemen is when you're mafresh an entire lug, or Shnei Lugin, or you need a certain shear, or you need a certain type of mincha that you were mafresh, but chareva itself, says the Sfas Emes, how could we learn anything from chareva? Maybe just because you're violating chareva, that won't mean that you're violating riboy shemen at all.
Yeah, just to clarify, isn't the Sfas Emes working with both tokens? Even if we didn't have Tarigo, we just have Loyasin, would the Pasen still have this Kasha?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was saying. Meaning the Kasha stands both ways.
So there's not Taloy on your Fakira on whether Tarigo is an independent din of Loyasin or not. Regardless of whether Tarigo is an independent din, the Pasen's point is still true. The Pasen is saying, Riwe Shamna is a separate player of Sahasim, and maybe you can only violate that with Shem and Diga. But Lo Yasim is a different din, and you could violate that with, Shema Shofu, let's say.
Meaning because of what I was saying, that, well, the Torah can't be Mechayev you in something that doesn't, if it's impossible. Meaning, you're right. Meaning, you're saying I shouldn't have split it up into two questions, essentially. Meaning, or you're saying the fact that I split up into questions is unnecessary, because even if it was just Lo Yasim Ola Hashem and Chariva was just a reflection of that, or explanation of
okay,
it,
well,
or
how... Unless I'm missing something, is that, the din of Riboy Shamna by Minchas Kote is an entirely different din than Riboy Shamna by other Menachos because of the din of Lo Yasim.
Right,
Arif.
Good. So I guess this is what I would say. And we'll see that in the grids, I guess, if you look at the next page. Is there sort of two ways? Meaning, you're right. So is it that one, the Sfasemes is saying, or the Gemara is assuming, why should it be different? Or what's the kasha on this Gemara? It's different, why? Because just, well, there's a pasuk here of Lo Yasim Ola Hashem. And so who said it's the same rules as Riboy Shem? Meaning, who said it's the same rules? Or is, you could also ask the question, no, we know that there are different rules. So how can you apply? But you're right. Meaning it's the same. And if you look at the grid on the next page, he says it, he spells it out that way. He says, halo minchas chote nefselas mitam debinan chariv. Maybe the reason minchas chote is possible is because you need chariva. Uma echbaslan shlo nikbala shemen. Halo mikol makom hi ina chariva. Says, now the grid is already making an assumption building off of what he said earlier. The din chariva, he's assuming, is totally unrelated from the din of riboy shemen, or maybe even lo yasim aleha shemen. He says, I don't understand. He says, I don't understand. Maybe at the very least, says the Griz, this whole Gemara, the Dimyon doesn't work. Because if you have the Din of Chareva, which would mean that you just, even if you're not Koveya, meaning Lo Yasim Ola Shemen means you can't Lichachila go ahead and put in Shemen and make it one of the ingredients. But but Chareva means you just can't have anything wet there or Shemen, whichever way you hold. That's how you're violating Chareva. In Cain, you can't make a comparison to also a case that you seemingly should have to be mafresh shemen onto it. And that's where that you also have to be mafresh shemen onto it. In other words, what's bothering the Griz is the same thing that's bothering Sfasemes. But I guess, speaking to the point Meir was saying, I think the Griz is actually spelling out, and you could be right, he doesn't need to do this, but the Griz is making an assumption. He's saying Chareva plays by different rules. And we'll see why he has to say that. Maybe it's based off our next sugya, rather than, because as we pointed out, he didn't need to say it really within any mandamar. Even within the mandar of Chareva Mikol Davar, it could be within Shemen, the halachos are the same. He's assuming, no, Chareva works by totally different rules. So how could you assume at all that we can learn anything to Riboy Shem? Fine. And we haven't been proven, and I guess this is the point Meir was just making, we haven't been proven yet. We've seen no hefek to say that there are different halachos operating by different rules. Maybe we have a reason to say that there's a smaller shear, but nothing more than that. And with that, we'll head into, I guess, the fourth Gemara. The last of the major Gemaras we'll see is the Gemara on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara in the third paragraph says, Itzmar komets de minchas chote shishamno. And if you add shemen onto a minchas chote, okay, we have a pasuk lo yasim ola shemen, so this should be aser. Yochanan Amar pasul. Says Reish Lakish no, not only is it not puzzle, but as Rashi says, if you just look at, either you have your Gemara, or you could look at the next line, Hu atzmo klomar tchilas mitzvah, it's not only allowed, not only is it not puzzle, it's actually a mitzvah to rub or scrape the mincha against the shiari halog. And then you're makrivin. And then you're makrivin. Says the Gemara an obvious question. Vaksiv, lo yasim ala Hashem and lo yitin ala aluno. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. The Pasuk says, lo yasim ala Hashem and Reish Lakish. Not only are you saying against Rabbi Yochanan, you're saying against the Mefurish Pasuk that says we can't have Shemen. So now this next line, how are we going to answer this question? Obviously Reish Lakish is saying against this line in the Gemara. is obviously this next line is very important because it'll take us into how to understand perhaps the difference between, I mean, it will help us understand exactly what Lo Yosim Aleh HaShemen is and how you still won't be violating Chareva, and will help us ultimately understand what it means to be Koveya Shemen into anything. But even before we read the next line in the Gemara, I would just point out the following question, meaning we're about to see what the answer of Reish Lakish is. I assume everyone's seen the Gemara. But what we have to ask ourselves after seeing and then explaining Reish Lakish's answer is two things. One, because it's Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, we postulate Rabbi Yochanan. So whatever Reish Lakish is about to say, does Rabbi Yochanan agree with it? Obviously not, because he says it's possible. But which nekuda of what Reish Lakish is assuming is Rabbi Yochanan disagreeing with? Because that will help us understand how Rabbi Yochanan understands everything. Is it just this, what Reish Lakish is about to say is totally wrong and totally irrelevant? Or is there just the nekuda they're disagreeing about? Fine. So says the Gemara, Hu shelo yikba la shemen kechavrata. Kechavruseha, sorry. Says Reish Lakish, no. The iser of lo yasim aleh HaShemen is when you're not koveya it kichavrusah, like other menachos. And we'll try to see what exactly that means according to the different Rishonim in a moment. But says Reish Lakish, no. Because you're doing something different here, whether it's the amount or whether it's the time that you are doing it, those are really the two options essentially, with a hybrid sheet in the middle, but essentially those two options. Is it shalo that you weren't yikbala Hashem and kechavrusah? Is it that you did a different amount, you did less, presumably, and that's why it's not asim or pasul? Or is it that, no, you did it at a different time, i.e. before or after the kmitza? But whatever that is, we're going to have to see what is Rabbi Yochanan, which aspect of this does Rabbi Yochanan disagree with. But before we do that, let's first see to try to understand better. Let's first just try to understand what is this mitzvah. What is this mitzvah that Reish Lakish is referring to? Because Reish Lakish just came up with a mitzvah out of nowhere, and it's important to figure out what that mitzvah is. Because as we just mentioned, something that bothered me. Meaning, if I don't have the Minchas Avram here, but the Minchas Avram tries to explain what's on. I didn't write down the page. I'm sorry if anyone wants to look at it. It's on page Reish Nun Aleph, I believe, in our Minchas Avrams, the one I have. The Minchas Avram says as follows. What is it that Reish Lakish is describing here? What mitzvah is he describing? He says, and I have the basic phrase here, Kedishal Yispazir v'l'yitztarach l'achiv sum. That what? That the Gemara in Tezainam Beis discusses whether or not you're able to be makir of something piece by piece, a tiny bit at a time. And the Gemara there discusses the question. So in order to get around that entire question, says Reish Lakish, I'd rather you mix in shemen. Why not water? Good, great question. We'll come back to that. We're going to come back to that in a second. But I'd rather you mix in something such that now it'll stick together. The same way we were saying on Mindal Ramadav, In Lecha Kasha, Mikmitza, Yosem Minchas Chote. So, says Reish Lakish, I found the chab that even according to all the man Omer is there, we'll have to see how it works together, but you do put shemen in, and this way you don't have a problem, and that's what the mitzvah is. So, what I thought was problematic about that is, if that's important to do, then what would Rabbi Yochanan say about this? And you could say that for every machlokas, but specifically here, if you're telling me you have a chiyuv to do it to avoid this concept of doing a mincha piece by piece, being makav mincha piece by piece, and what would Rabbi Yochanan say? So I thought you would have to say either more simple or more complicated, based off the Gemara, I guess depending on your perspective. The Gemara in Menachos on Da'avav Amud Aleph tries to figure out, the Gemara has a strange mishnah, Echad Minchas Chote v'Echad Kol Menachos. So the Gemara asks, why did we have to single out Minchas Chote? And the Gemara answers by quoting Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara answers by quoting Rabbi Shimon. You might have thought Minchas Chote is different. Why? I have it in bold here. B'din hu shetei Minchas Chote tuna shemen v'lavona. You would assume that a Minchas Chote does require shemen v'lavona. Shlo yei chote nischar. Because why would we want you, Tosfos deals with exactly how shlo yei chote nischar, but on a simple level for us right now, that shlo yei chote nischar, we don't want you to get off by not having to pay as much for your mincha if you don't have to pay for shemen. U'mibnei ma'ina tuna. So then why does the Torah tell me I don't require shemen? Shaloye karbono mehudar. That you don't, we don't want you to have a karbono mehudar. We don't want you to have a fancier karbon. One that essentially is more mehudar in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's worth noting that Rabbi Shimon is the one who's saying this. And Rabbi Shimon, we know, is the one who says, in general, we're dorish time to krah. So that's why the Gemara then continues. You might have had Havmina that based off this, you would also be Mekel in another area of Minchas Kotei. We don't have to get into the specifics of that Gemara right now. But I should note two things. That one, the Taras HaKodesh, actually, on Daf Nun Tes, is talking about the Gemara in Nun Dalet. And he says that this exact Gemara, this question of Shaloye Karbono Mehudar, it's a wild chiddush what he says. He says that's actually Machlokas Ravi La and Rav Yitzchak Bar Adim. He says whether or not you're Dorish time in the Krah. He says, I struggle with this. We'll come back in a minute why I struggle with it. But he says, Ravi La, who says we're Dorish time, he says, if you say we're Dorish time in the Krah, the reason why we say Lo Yasim Alah Hashem is why? Because Shaloye Karbono Mehudar. So then when the Torah comes and says Chareva, really, if we're being honest, Chareva for sure should mean Chareva Mikol Davar, because that's just the translation of the word. But if you say Dorish time in the Krah, you'll know that it's really because of Shaloye Karbono Mehudar, and water is not going to make it more Mehudar. So that's why we say Chareva Dafka Mishemen. And that's where Yitzchak Bar Avdimi was assuming. But Ravi La was saying Chareva Mikol Davar, because he's not Dorish time in the Krah. The problem with that, I think is obvious, because now you're making a machlokes amoram about the Shina time of the Krah, and
you have there's a comment on Sefer Chinuch. Sefer Chinuch gives two reasons for the Milchas Chinuch. Already asked the question, like we talked about, it's an explicit Gemara. You're on Dabav,
right?
So probably the Sefer Chinuch also assumed, not necessarily in reference to the Shina time of the Krah, but assumes that this Gemara is not, you know, necessarily the only Gemara. It's not Mukubal by all the Tanaim or Amorai.
Meaning that he's assuming it's not, right, his second answer to Sefer HaKinuch is funny. It's that we don't want to, he's already an Ani, we're not going to make him go out and,
right, part of
and
the,
do more.
Part of the,
right, part of the leniency.
The Olaviorate aspect.
Right.
So that's the opposite.
I mean, so Rebbe saying,
so Lucas Chinuch asks, he said, like, what are you talking? How can you give a, you know?
Right.
Usually, when the Sefer Chinuch always gives.
Right.
You know, so, you know, sometimes Lucas Chinuch asks in the other case, too. But what he's saying is that here you have this very explicit
Gemara.
Doesn't seem like any Chulkin. It's the opposite thing. So, just a strange phenomenon.
Right.
I think the idea, I was on the idea, that he just doesn't necessarily think. Either it depends on, again, you know, Chareva, you know, Mishanin, right, or whatever, or maybe it depends on this other question of, you know, is it an Iser, or is it really a Dinim Cheftza?
Right.
You know, because that Tom is more Matim for not just being a Maisa Veira, you know, but being part of the Dara of the Cheftza. Meaning that he thinks that based on the mixed evidence and all this other stuff, is totally on that. So that's why the Chinuch.
Is Rebbe saying that's different than Darshina time of the Krah?
What?
Is Rebbe saying that's different than Darshina time of the Krah? Or that's working within Darshina time of the Krah?
Yeah, I'm saying, no, I don't think it necessarily has to be the basis of Darshina time of the Krah. Meaning it could just be part of the lumbus of, you know, what is the Isur, are the two Isurim, et cetera, et cetera. You know, depending on the different machlokes, there's this implicit argument about the nature of the halakha.
How is that different than time of the Krah? How is that different?
No, the Darshina time of the Krah is a very specific, like, oh, this is the reason. You know, and then the question is, like, oh, you know, does it have halakhic impact? You know, et cetera. It could be that even whether the reason, number one, that's a specific machlokes, then you have to figure out who says what, where, etc. A. Number two, is don't even have to get to that point. Darshina time of the Krah means, you know, that you know, this is the reason, and the question is, you know, does it have a halachic impact? Here the question may just very well be, is this even the reason? There's a Gemara that says, an important Gemara that says, that connected with, you know, the perspective on the problem. You know, but maybe that just doesn't even fit in, you know, to, you know, in which case, maybe it's just a bit in problem on the order. It's not totally separate. Yeah, sorry.
So either way, meaning if, right, so, right, the Taras HaKodesh I mentioned says that that's actually the Machlokas, Rabbi Law and Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. I thought that was challenging for a lot of the reasons we just discussed. It's hard to say that that's Machlokas somewhere on. But either way, what I was wondering is, meaning we said the Minchas Avraham says that the mitzvah, that the Tchilas Mitzvah is, to ensure that you're not doing it piece by piece. But what I was wondering, and this will help us understand Rabbi Yochanan's position a little better, is the following. Is maybe you could say, what does the Gemara say? Mibneima, bedin shetei minchas chotei tuna shemen. Really, everything should get shemen. Why? Sholei chotei nischa. But you can't because karbonu mechotei. So what I was wondering is, what Reish Lakish would tell us, Machlokas Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, about whether there's a mitzvah, Meshachshko b'shiari halug, isn't whether or not there's this mitzvah, and we'll obviously get into the details in a moment, but this is sort of setting up that Machlokas. It's not a Machlokas, is there a mitzvah? But rather, whether or not it's usher to do Meshachshko b'shiari halug will lead to whether or not it's a mitzvah. What do I mean by that? The second that it's not usher to put this shemen in, what I'm wondering is if maybe Reish Lakish is saying, the second it's not usher, now you have an obligation to do it. Why? Because we want to make our karbon, shelo yechotei nisar, and even, this I'm not as sure about, we even want to make it as mahudr as possible within the confines of the halacha. So the second the Torah is now, some way, somehow, we'll see in a moment, shelo yehe, some way that you're not violating the halacha, lo yasmo la Hashem, and you're not violating chareva by shelo yikba la Hashem, and once you're not violating, now you have an obligation to do it. So really, so all I'm pointing out is that's what I thought Pshat is in Reish Lakish, that it's a mitzvah to do it because the second it's not usher, you have an obligation. And that will help us understand there's not like two machlokos going on here between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. A, how do I accomplish a mitzvah? And then B, is it usher or not? But rather, it's the same question. Whether or not it's usher will lead to whether or not you have the obligation. If it's not usher, you have an obligation to do it. And if it is usher, obviously Rabbi Yochanan would say there's no mitzvah. That's just, I thought, what was an important thing to take in before trying to understand what exactly the Gemara means when it says, Hahushalo yikbala shemen kechavrisa. So now, jumping into trying to understand Hahushalo yikbala shemen kechavrisa. In other words, what Reish Lakish is saying he's not uprooting the din of lo yasim ala hashemen. Rather, he's saying either because you're doing it at a different time or a different amount. So what is that? If you look at Tosfos on Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, probably the easiest to at least understand, the most extreme shita. Says Tosfos on Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, I had on the sheet, Umar Savar Chareva Mikol Davar. The Atil Reish Lakish says, and this is Tosfos trying to discuss how these sugyas start interacting, that he says, I don't understand. We said chareva mikol davar needs to be completely dry, even from water, or even if you say chareva mishemen, v'afir Reish Lakish davar ba'komet rabba hu'atzel mashach shol b'shar elog. I don't understand. That's totally and completely against this gemara. How could you say, what about the din chareva? Says Tosfos, hainu achar k'mitza, aval kolim k'mitza lo. The din of chareva is only speaking before k'mitza. Before k'mitza is when it's relevant, lo yasim ala hashemen, is when it's relevant, the din of chareva, are those the same dinim, different dinim, we'll come back to. Kedar shasim shalikbal hashemen, be'od shalok nikmitza. What does it mean? What does it mean, shalikbal hashemen kachavrisa? It says, Tosfos, it means that you did not yet do kmitza. Before kmitza, and Tosfos is seemingly grouping together, we will know, it's important to know, that the Gemara in Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph doesn't ask from chareva. It says, v'ha Reish Lakish, it says, lo yasim la hashemen. So Tosfos is saying, really, going back to our original point, they're one and the same. These dinim work the exact same way. That what? The second it's usher lo yasim ala hashemen before k'mitza, it's also usher. That's also the only time that chareva is a psul. And that's what Tosfos is assuming. And why should it be kolim k'mitza achar k'mitza? On the simplest of level, because that's when you determine what's making up your mincha. That's when you're determining it. So before k'mitza is when you're violating chareva, and when you would be violating yasim ala hashemen, and that is it. The Sfas Emes, though, asks a question on Tosfos and on Rashi. He says something similar. We'll come back to Rashi. But he says it doesn't really work. He says he's bothered because the next line in the Gemara on Chaf Gimel then tries to bring a Kasha, Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan brings a question on Reish Lakish. And says the Slas MS, the Gemara has to end up giving a specific answer, saying no, it's really talking about Minchas Parim the Ilim. But says, why couldn't the Gemara just say, well, no, it's talking Achar Hakmitza? Says the Slas MS, you had such an easy answer for the Gemara. It's not a good kasha from Yochanan to Reish Lakish, because any time you run into an issue, you're going to say, no, we're talking about Achar Kmitza. That's the only time that they interact. I thought to answer that question, before we get back to Rashi, it's not such a strong question, I thought, of the Sfas Emes, because the Gemara, because what's the case? Cheresh and Esau Bro Yakrif, right? And Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Yakrif, meaning what are they debating? Whether or not we should be Makrif, which sounds like we're already Achar Kmitza. So you can't say that Lo Yakriv is because of Kodem Kmitza, right? Meaning that's the kasha that the Gemara is saying is, how could you say Lo Yakriv that it's possible? Hare Mishashcho B'Shiare Halog is fine. But according to Slasemis is saying, okay, but it's, why can't you just say that's Kodem Kmitza and I'm talking Achar Kmitza? That's what the Slasemis asks. I thought you could just say because the case is Yakriv. If the question was, if it was Kodem Kmitza, it would say that you should do Kmitza. Okay, that was just a different point. So, says the Slas MS essentially as follows. He says, really, this question is not, as we said, like the Tosfos will come back to, Kodem Kmitza, Achar Kmitza. Really, it's about how much you are doing. If we assume for a moment, if you say the Maskana on Nun Tes Amud Beis Samach Amud Aleph, if you say the maskana there was that you need a shir kezayis, maybe when we say shol yikbal Hashem kechav yusaha, all it meant was that I didn't do that shir. I did it a much smaller amount. Mishashcho b'shiri halog is just doing a tiny bit, just a drop. So therefore, I'm not violating lo yasim aleh Hashem. The obvious question then is, what about chareva? What about chareva? And this is where you're going to have to say that according to everyone, meaning if you're the Slas Emes, what you're going to have to say is, if you say that the Isser of Lo Yasim Aleh HaShemen is a Kezayis, and that's the Maskana, and if you say that Chareva follows suit, you're going to have to say that all the Halacha of Chareva is a reflection of Lo Yasim Aleh HaShemen. And even according to Chareva, Mikol Davar, you're going to have to say that. Maybe it's you also can't have water, but those halachos are going to completely follow Yasim Aleh HaShemen. Because otherwise, Achar Kmitza, meaning, otherwise, why would the shir not be the exact same? Why would the shir not be the exact same? I mean, because the shir is the exact same. And if you say, according to Sfas Emes, I'm not sure how the Sfas Emes would explain this Gemara, if you say that we pask in Lechumra, that Shemen, Lo Yasim Aleh HaShemen, is chayav for a kol shir. If it's chayav for a kol shu, then shelo yikba shemen kechav rusaha wouldn't make any sense if you're just talking about the amount. It just doesn't work. So with that, I think. One second.
According to this approach,
Why
should you do it?
How do you read the Gemara? I'm saying it's not just Rashi. Who adds more mishachshel b'shiri halog
b'malei? No, but why? I'm not following. If you say that chareva is the exact same as lo yasim aleh HaShemen, and let's assume for a minute that
in the Torah there's a mitzvah to put in less than a shir. I mean, there's still an inyan of putting in shemen, but dafuk meaning.
It sounds like that's what he's saying. It also sounds, well, that would work better with what I was saying a minute ago. Right? That the idea is that the second something's not usher, you have a chiyuv to do it here.
So you have to put all the way up until chareva.
Maybe that's what the Slas Emes is saying.
I mean, am I right that for the first malach we're saying, we don't have to say that, right? Because there is a time period when the din chareva
it can't be taken literally. And then there's another time period when maybe there's a mitzvah to put on some shem. But you don't have to do this, right? But in the second halakha, you have to say that, no, there's only one time of the mitzvah.
Correct, correct.
You couldn't always less than a shem.
Correct. We're going to come back to Tosfos in a minute. Because if you look at Rashi is where things sort of break in the middle. Right. I mean, so Rashi does something interesting. Rashi says very clearly that we're talking kodem kmitza achar kmitza, just like Tosfos. And again, according to Tosfos, it's very clear. Kodem kmitza is when all these halachos are relevant. Lo yasim ala shemen, chareva, all talking about kodem kmitza achar kmitza, put as much shemen as you'd like. Seemingly, Reish Lakish is saying it's a mitzvah. And Rav Yochanan is saying, either A, we're going to come back to this, either A, Rav Yochanan just doesn't have the schilik of kodem kmitza or achar kmitza. Right, meaning he just doesn't have the schilik. He just says, legamre, there's no chilik between kodem kmitza and achar kmitza. And Reish Lakish says there is. And that's what Tosfos would say. That achar kmitza, do whatever you want according to Reish Lakish. But that's not what Rashi says. Shel yikba lo shemen, be'ot shelo nikam tzvav, ala achar kmitza im shamna ktsas kashrim. Im shamna ktsas, it's kosher. Says Reish Lakish, according to Rashi, that kodem kmitza, you obviously can't do a full shear of shemen because that's lo yasim ala shemen. Kodem kmitza, seemingly, you can't even do ktsas. Why? I'm not sure. One of two options. Either A, because that's lo yasim ala shemen, or B, because it's a violation of chareva. But achar kmitza, you obviously can't do a full shear. Why not? If you say lo yasim ala hashemen only applies kodem kmitza, then achar kmitza I should be able to do it. And if you say maybe what he's assuming is no. There's a din chareva that applies achar kmitza. And the din chareva is somehow also a shear kazayas. Again, because he's saying kodem kmitza, you obviously can't do anything. You can't even do ktsas. Presumably because you're violating lo yasim ala hashemen. That's what the Gemara is saying. And ask the kashrim lo yasim ala hashemen. And we answer, no, according to Rashi, achar kmitza. We're talking achar kmitza. Okay, so then is it a free-for-all? No, you could only do ktsas, you can't do a full shear. Presumably, why? So the Griz explains, you could look at the next few Grizzes, he says it a few times, the next few Grizzes, that's a din in chareva. That chareva is still applicable, even achar kmitza. And yet, what you're going to have to assume then is that chareva is also a din in a full shear. And if you look,
meaning before
kmitza, there's also a yasim ala hashemen, which maybe is
the one din.
Exactly. And the one din afterwards.
So chareva is less restrictive. Lo yasim ala hashemen would mean any shemen.
Or it also means.
It's more endless.
Right. Meaning, why can't I do ksas before kmitza? So there's two options. There's two isurim that are relevant still. Either A, lo yasim ala hashemen, or B, chareva. So what you're trying to say is, or it shouldn't be chareva that's usher to do ksas, because if that's true, then why should that be any different achar kmitza? Elamai, it must be that this Gemara is assuming, and this is what the Griz spells out exactly, that this Gemara is assuming, like the Shita on Samach Amar Aleph, l'maskana, that it's usher b'kolshu shalo yasim ala hashemen. Says the Griz, what Rashi is assuming is that the iser is b'kolshu. The Gemara debated it, but you have to say the iser is b'kolshu, because that's why it was usher kodem kmitza, the iser of kolshu. But then it gets funny, because if you're going to say that, now you're saying that chareva is more machmir. Now you're saying that chareva, achar kmitza, sorry, not chareva is more machmir, it's more mekel, I guess it allows for more shemen. Because chareva, achar kmitza is only if you have a full shear. But before kmitza, it's not. If you look at on page, if you look at the top of page 3, that's what the first Griz there says. he says on the third line down, Vimkein, my kamar reish lakish, shuatum shashro bishari logum alehu, my raya hizu, halo in kan kizayas. If you're going to tell me that the maskana on the Tesla the base Samach and Aleph was that this year is a kizayas, Im Kain, then Meshashal B'Sherei Log is totally relevant to that. Of course it's Mutter, because why should it be Asir? This is a Kazayas. Aval Nasan Kazayas in a Chanami is possible. Of course it would be possible. The Gam in Nolay Rabbi Yochanan, the Bechar Shinatar Bali Kazayas, fine. The Evshar Dereish Lokesh Sover, the Beshemin Nisal Afil Bekoshin. You're going to have to say that this Gemara is assuming that Shemin is Nisal in Kolshu. And if you look at the next grade, it really says the same thing. The Imke Iza Hochacha Havi. The Griz is assuming that maybe the Maskana is there in Kazayas, and you can't read this Gemara unless you assume that the Isser is the Kolshu. But, one second. Sorry?
Third piece.
Yeah, so let's read the third piece and then we'll be able to explain it. Reish Lakish Amar, Huat Mashafshar Bashari Alug, Vine Bimichas Chote, Milvad Hadim Dilo Yasim Aleha Shemen, Ika Din Dechariva, the Afil Mecholdam. In addition to the Din of Yasim Aleha Shemen, there's a Din Chariva Mecholdam. Vayanir Lomar, the Hadam Reish Lakish, Mashashko Bishemen, Hain the Din Lo Yasim Aleha Shemen, Laka Al HaKomets. Lo Yasim Aleha Shemen was only Kodim Kmitza. Aval din chariva zehu shayach gam lekomet. The din of chariva is shayach achar kmitza. But now let's keep reading. Mishum hochi hay mitak mitzukta grashi to kosev aval laachar kmitza imsham leksas kosher. V'dikte ilitol sias mishum delhavi chariva adayim. The Griz is pointing out, seemingly that chariva is more expansive. But what I was very bothered by is, why should this make any sense? Chariva, as we pointed out from the very first minute of today, chariva, the whole assumption of chariva, or the basic understanding of chariva, it means completely dry. If anything, the shear should be less. Yet the whole Griz's assumption is that the shear is more. Is that the shear is much more. So why should this be true, that chariva ends up being less? That's what I sort of want to come back to. So I think that is a good, I guess, window into understanding the difference between chariva and shaman. Why should chariva be more expensive achar kmitza? Meaning more mekuk, I should say that. Sham naksas is not a violation of chariva, even though, especially according to the Griz, he says the Gemara needs to be assuming that the Isser is kolshu. Why should chariva be more lenient achar kmitza? I think, in order to address this question, one second. One second, sorry. Yeah. Wait, just give me one second. Sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
So, in regards to this, does this mean that the Torah wrote the word chariva only about akomets and not? I mean, the word chariva really only applies to akomets, right? Because in the context before it means, it's not really adding anything. Because look, right?
Say it again, sorry.
I mean, the word chariva now is only referring to akomets, right?
Why?
Why? Because what's it going to add before the pizza? It's already also to put any mental shaman on.
Let's go to different thing.
What's the din of chariva adding before?
You're saying, what's enough to me then?
Well,
shear in there might be. We'll have to come back to. Or especially if you hold chariva mikoldavar. You're right. So shear might be relevant according to this reason. Right. You're saying kodem kmitza. Who really? It doesn't matter which one I'm violating. Which is what, by the way, if we look back at that last sentence, that's what he said. Right. He said, either way, I both these. But we'll see. But.
One is a lot, one is a soul.
Right.
Either way, they're just two different people.
Right, they did.
I think that Kedisha is implies even a Kedisha.
Right. What I wanted to. Okay, I don't remember. Yeah, no?
Yeah, just to clarify, I'm not holding you to what you said before. You're going to go in different directions. I don't want to have a question to clarify that I'm with you. The question that you're asking now of why Harib al-Aqq will only apply to Shimno more than Tzas.
Right.
So didn't your Minchas Avram already answer that? Because you said the Minchas Avram says that Rish Lakish needs the din of Shimno Tzas in order to create a shiur. So if you didn't have anything, you'd have the Shimshim problem. So I'm not... If you're going in a different direction, that's fine.
No, it's good. I know what you're saying. You're saying he was essentially answering up for this Rashi also.
Yeah, but you quoted her.
You're right.
Gives you the answer.
Correct.
If you're not working with that, that's fine.
I wasn't working with that, but you're right. And I think I actually had that. Meaning that, just to make sure everyone got what I said, unless it's obvious, that maybe that's the point. You wouldn't just dispel what you're saying more. Chareva means it's dry, and Bula means it's, what's the opposite of dry? Liquidy, right? But if all you're doing is having a tiny bit in order to uproot this, obviously it's not a lack of chareva. Right, that's fair.
Well, I'm saying because it should be a lack of chareva, but you have the opposing problem of you need some glue to hold it together. So if it was chareva mamish, there'll be nothing holding it together, and you'd have a problem that you are through Master Shimshon. You need to use the minimal amount possible to have a glue. But then any more than that would be a...
Right.
But even that, I think what you were saying in the second row is the real answer.
Now what?
Yeah. Forget about even separate from the glue, is that just if these are two different dinim, one is a din of mice, you're doing the mice of the sima or simas, shemon, minchas hokeh. That's a mice of it. That's...
Right.
Loke, that's Osur. The other one is part of, again, it's a psul because it's part of a Hamidara of what, Minchas Kamtei is, and that's why it extends even to its status after Kamitza. So then there's going to be an open question, and that is, like, how do you define something? It's part of a definition, it's not an action anymore. So when you're defining it, you could say, it has to be completely dry. That's what Chareva means. Or it means that there are shiurim, something that's considered dry until there's enough liquid to define it differently. So that's like an open question. So when we have the Gemara that says, the question of chareva mishemen, chareva mayim, that's one kind of question. And then the amount, the ktsas, that's what you say with the Rashi, is the ktsas is not a problem in the shame chareva. It might be a problem, it might be an act of C1, it might not be an act of C1, but you're just going to... That becomes an open question about just how do you define chareva as a psul, as a shame.
Meaning it's not as... meaning to answer your Meir's question, it's not as defined. You hear me saying it's more like... I can't think of the right word. It's like more colloquial. Like we wouldn't call it a lack of chareva if all we're doing is having some just to make sure that we could be mashed properly.
No, I'm saying even separate from the he's saying
that
there's also a function for this, so you need it. So even if you did it, there's still an open question. You always have this open question. When you have certain categories that are about defining the state of the object, does that mean any culture who, takes away from that? Or our shiurim, until a certain point, in all halacha, we have that question. So this is part of according to Rashi, that line, Tzatz,
he's making
is addressing to that. You could also say what you're saying from the Kassar Rabbi.
Right.
You
need to.
Right.
I thought Shai was asking, why would you, if Kariva means Kariva Mamish.
Maybe it doesn't. Maybe that's just the sort of Sima.
Oh, okay. So
that's what I would assume.
Okay.
Right, I'm going back to the question. I'm not really...
Right.
I'm saying that the question doesn't trouble me.
I mean, it doesn't trouble Rebbe why you would why more than ksas would be a problem.
Correct.
Why did mean?
Why ksas or less wouldn't be?
Right, okay.
As for kodem, that's because that may be the other reason.
And Rashi va'achar kuzav la'achar. Rashi says you komas mincha kodesh shimno la'achar kuzav. So I thought Shai was being medayek. Mashma that before kuzav even Reish Lakish would be loda that it's also put anything on. La'achar kuzav you're only allowed to put ksas. So the question is A, why is there a difference between kodesh kuzav and achar kuzav? And B, why achar kuzav would there be a difference between ksas and what?
That is what I.
Yeah.
Right.
I was saying, if you're trying to put it into the grids, for him, the tzatz is a shear in curry.
Right. Okay, so let me raise two.
To dictate length of tzatz. We should well have the Hariba Adai. That's not a matter or whatever, that's just part of our
work. Right. Okay, let me raise one question on the Tosfos we mentioned on the Daled Amud Aleph, and one question that the Taras HaKodesh actually asks on this Rashi that I think will maybe just one nekuda that helped me sort of make it more palatable that the chareva should be more makel, perhaps, or you need a shear to violate chareva achar kmitza. So just let's actually start with the question of the Taras HaKodesh, and then we'll work our way back to the smaller issue that I had with Tosfos. So that the Taras HaKodesh is bothered. Sorry, I couldn't put on the sheet. I had trouble getting it. But he has as follows. He says, according to a broad way of explaining the Rashi or this entire Gemara, is that what is this whole din of what is this entire din of ha'hu shelo yikbala Hashem kechavrta? The entire din is that what it means is whether you're going to assume it's lifnei kmitza or achar kmitza, or you're maybe going to take it in a more extreme that it's about the shear itself. Either way, it's about that you're being koveya, that you're deciding that I want the shemen to be part of the mincha. And that's going to take us back to Yud Aleph as well, that we want the shemen to be part of the mincha, and that's why it's relevant to Rebor. We'll come back to that in a moment. But, says the Taras HaKodesh, if that's true, then I have a kasha on Rashi on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, Nisarev Kontza Bekometz Chavrta, B'minchas Kohan, B'minchas Kohan, Mashiach, B'minchas Nesachim, Ksheira. Rabbi Yudah Omer, B'minchas Kohen, Mashiach, B'minchas Nesachim, Tzila, Shezubi Wasa Ova, Vezubi Wasa Naka, Vehein Bola Zumizu. Vehein Bola Zumizu is the Psul. And Tosfos there explains what the Psul might be. And there's a number of different mepharshim for what the Psul might be. Vehein Bola Zumizu. I'd rather not get into the details of what that is. But Rashi there, which is relevant to us, again, what's the two case? Very simply, I have two kmitzas. So that's very clearly achar kmitza, because there are two kmitzas. That one's bol and one's chariv, and they mix together. And says Rashi on the Mishnah, right in the middle on Chafbez Amar Aleph, Vein bol is nimizu, ha-komets bolei v'minchas nesachim, v'havi lei riboy shamna, riba shamna. That's riba shamna. And perhaps you see where I am going with this now, but the Taras HaKodesh says that doesn't make sense. I'll read you the words. It says, Yesh lahav and delfiza, Riba Shaman, he quotes the Mishnah. Lama lo nema, why don't we say? Lama lo nema nami, delo pasla hatora, rakshalo yikvala shemen yoser mikashir. Ukamo kan bimichas chote, da aser bo hatora shemen, va afilo hachi amrina de dafka bekviasu da aser. We said that it's only bekviasu it's aser. Either A, maybe like the sasemes, like if you're doing more, or B, achar kmitza, kolim kmitza, achar kmitza. If achar kmitza, you can never be koveya something, if that was what Reish Lakish was saying, if that's what this Gemara is saying, then what's Rashi talking about by saying that it's pasul? What's Rashi talking about by saying that it's riboy shamna? So one answer you could give for this Taras HaKodesh, but he's clearly not assuming this, is that, well, that was Reish Lakish, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, and on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, in the Mishnah, he's assuming like Rabbi Yochanan. But is there a way we can answer this question? Again, the question is, on Chav Beza Mal Aleph, we're talking Achar Kmitza, and it's certainly Tzas, and it's not Koveya, I'm not trying to put the Shemen on, it just mixed together by mistake. So why would we say it's Pusel, just because you're getting from the other, because you're getting from the other Komets? At the end of the day, there really is no actual Psul here. I mean, there's no actual Kfiyas going on here, it's a tiny bit. So why is that any different than Chav Gimel Mal Aleph? Why is it any different than Chav Gimel Mal Aleph? And before we try to answer, the Taras HaKodesh doesn't have an answer to that. I looked around, I couldn't find anyone. I looked at some of these Likud Svarim. A number of them asked this question. None of them, I didn't see any answer I didn't see any answer. So we're going to suggest the answer in a moment, and it might not be a complete answer, but hopefully it's the start of one. But first, I just want to go back to that Tosfos on Nun Daled Amud Aleph. Something that bothered me, I didn't see anyone discuss this, but the Tosfos on Nun Daled Amud Aleph, a very seemingly innocuous Tosfos, where the discussion about Chareva Mikol Davar, Chareva Mishemen, Tosfos there asks a question. He says, it was on the first page, he says, I don't understand where, he says, I don't understand, he says, how does this compare with the Gemara in Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, where we specifically say you need to have Shemen on it? And what did Tosfos say? He said, no, one's Kolim Kmitza and Achar Kmitza. Right, that was the Tosfos, and we said that's by similar to Rashi, but Rashi had a Ksas, and that's why we're here today. But what I thought was very strange about Tosfos is, if you look at Tosfos Dibur HaMasel, Umar Savar Chareva Mikol Davar. Why was Tosfos asking this question specifically on Mar Savar Chareva Mikol Davar? This question is equally true on Mar Savar Chareva Mishemen. Right, is that a fair question? So why is it that Tosfos is asking it on this, on the second, on the second shot? On the second, all right, on Mar Savar Chareva Mikol Davar. Right. So I thought, and maybe this will help us get into our next answer, is that Tosfos is clearly assuming, by asking this question, and we know that Tosfos holds this Lamaskana, because that's essentially how he answers this question, that when the Gemara says, Mar Savar Chareva Mishemen, what that means is that the mitzvah, the Isser of Lo Yasim Alei HaShemen, and Chareva are the exact same. Are the exact same. The Shirim are the same, when they apply are the same. Everything about all Chareva is a reflection of Lo Yasim Alei HaShemen, we're just referencing it. If that's true, according to Tosfos, he's not bothered. Because you're right, maybe it's a contradiction to you and I learning the Gemara, first time we're learning the Gemara in Nun Daled Amud, how does that work with Chav Gimel? Okay, you have to go learn the Gemara in Chav Gimel. But Tosfos is not bothered by that. Because they're the same mitzvah. They're two sides of the same coin. So Tosfos isn't even going to ask, oh, what do we do with Chav Gimel? Because whatever we do with it, we're going to do with it. It's the same exact halacha. He's not bothered by it. But Tosfos is bothered by Chareva Mikol Davar, because that already tells me there are different halachas. Chareva Mikol Davar tells me, or could tell me, and this is why Tosfos is asking here, that it's unrelated halacha. We have Lo Yasim Alei HaShemen, and we have Chareva Mikol Davar. So on the Gemara in Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, we do get out of the Isser of Lo Yasim Alei HaShemen. Somehow, some way, we get around that issue. And Tosfos knows that, even in the question on Nun Daled Amud Aleph. Tosfos learned Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, and he knows that was talking about Lo Yasim Alei HaShemen. And the Gemara answered, Shelo Yikba Lo HaShemen Kechavrusav, and whatever that means. But on the Daled Amud Aleph, according to the Man Amar Chareva Mikol Davar, says Tosfos, we're just talking about a different sugya. It's a different sugya completely. But we still have to contend with the fact that I said you should lechachila put Shemen on this, and now I'm bothered, okay, how can we do that? How do these two Gemaras work together? And then, this is where Tosfos now, I think this Tosfos is a little bit more mechudash, and this is why I wanted to bring up the Tosfos now. I hope this makes sense, why I'm bringing it up now. You'll see in a moment, hopefully. If not, that just means I'm not explaining well, because I think it made sense in my head. That Tosfos is saying, it's true that Chareva and Lo Yasim Alei HaShemen are different according to this Man Damar Chareva Mikol Davar. Or at least that's what he's working with in his question. That's why he asked it here and not there. That's why he's bothered. He says, but I'm going to be mechadish to you. This Tosfos isn't so pasha now. I'm going to be mechadish to you that even though these halachos really aren't the same, they are the same. The Kodem Kmitza and Achar Kmitza, according to Tosfos, the din of Chareva and the din of Shemen are reflective of one another. Because, and this is the point, that what Tosfos is telling us is that Kodem Kmitza is when you are Koveya things. Is when you're Koveya, what is my mincha and what does it represent? And that is only relevant Kodem Kmitza. Achar Kmitzam, it's not relevant lo yasim ala shemen. And says Tosfos, not only is it not relevant lo yasim ala shemen, it's not even relevant to call it a chareva or a blula anymore. The only time that's relevant is Zman Kmitzam, is Bashas Kmitzam. And that's what Tosfos is reflecting here with this answer, that they're really one and the same. That the way to be COVID, the whole Isser here of lo yasim ala shemen and chareva, the whole concern, the whole potential psul, is the idea that we don't want to be koveya. We don't want to, the phrase I'm using is, we don't want to make one of the ingredients of this mincha be shemen. And that's only feasible, that's only relevant, I should say, before kmitza. And that, I think, cuts to the core of really what this whole discussion is about. And maybe this is obvious, but the whole idea is that it's not just that, it's not the idea that you can't have shemen, even lo yasim ala shemen, or chareva, it's not the idea that it needs to be dry. But rather it's the idea, that you cannot be koveya a minchas chote to shemen. You cannot say that minchas chote has shemen to it, because of, whether you want to say, because like we said, Rabbi Shimon says, shelo yehei karbonah mahudar, but you cannot officially have shemen as part of the process. And that's why going back to, let's answer one question at a time, and it'll be clear, hopefully, with the examples. That's why the Gemara in Yud Aleph, where the Mefarshim are bothered, the Sfasemes and the Griz are bothered. How can you say that what lo yasim ala hashemen is, and whether it's lo yasim ala hashemen or chareva, whether there are two things, one thing? How could you use that minchas chote as a gaya to riba shamna? So I think the answer is simple. It's that the whole idea of riba shamna, and which is reflected in the beginning of that Gemara, where it says maybe even the Havmin of Rabbi Lazar is maybe only if you're Mafra Shnei Lugin, that was the Gemara assumed. The whole idea, the whole Isser, is that it's not just you can't have Shemen here technically, or you can't have extra here technically, it's that when you add extra, you're being Koveya, this Mincha, you're prescribing this Mincha with more than what it really belongs with. That's why the whole Havmin originally was that maybe Chulin's not even relevant, because it doesn't belong to this. But by Minchas Chote, that's also what we're trying to avoid. We're trying to say that Shemen is not relevant to this discussion at all. And therefore, the Gemara in Yud Aleph has no problem comparing it to. And stay with me for one moment. I think that's also will help us understand a bit better how you could explain the Taras HaKodesh. The Taras HaKodesh's question on the Rashi on Chaf Beis Amad Aleph, where he says that's Achar Kmitza. Why is it a problem if the two kmitzas are mixing together, one bala, one chariv? So at the end of the day, that's clearly, you're not trying to be koveya anything. And it's just ksas, certainly, on Chav Gimel, but Aleph Rashi says explicitly that achar kmitza, at least within Reish Lakish, is totally fine. Again, you could just say you're speaking within Rabbi Yochanan, but presumably on a Mishnah, maybe, I guess with the Taras HaKodesh, assuming you want it to be within both Amoran. So I thought maybe you could say, the reason why Chav Beis Amad Aleph is potentially an issue is because that shemen, the shemen that was Meshashko B'Shirei Halog on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, that's just random leftover shemen, lo nitna Torah l'malchei ha'shareis, whatever, that's what Tosfos says, that's leftover. That, okay, that's certainly not a kfius of the shemen. It's just extra shemen lying around. As opposed to Chav Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah is talking about things that were already komets, things that were already had kmitza to him. B'minchas kohen Mashiach, b'minchas nesachim, psula. What those are cases that a kmitza was already done. In other words, what the shemen in the Mishnah on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph was mafreshed for a mincha. It was nikbar. So now you could say it's not nikbar for minchas chotei. That's true. It's not nikbar for minchas chotei, but it is kavua to be used for a mincha. So now once it's mixing together, I thought maybe you could say now it has a kfias here. Because this shemen was set aside for a mincha. How does that help us potentially with why chareva should be more mikol potentially? Now, why chareva? It's not that chareva is more mikol. Like going back to Ben Sion's question, so does that mean chareva lifnei kmitza, kodem kmitza, is more mikol also? And let's say I only do a kol shehu of shemen, kodem kmitza, I'm over on the yasim ala shemen, but not psul chareva? I think what I would want to argue is no. They really are reflective of one another, even according to Reish Lakish, lo yasim ala shemen and chareva. But here's the point. Lo yasim ala shemen is an explicit pasuk telling us you cannot have a kfias of shemen in your mincha. And that And that is even a kol shehu kodem kmitza, if we're going to work within that side of a kol shehu. But achar kmitza, it's much more, and this is the point, it's much more challenging achar kmitza to say that you're being koveya something as part of an official ingredient of this mincha. You already did the kmitza, you already did the kmitza, and all you have left is akrava. You already did it, the main part of it, where you were koveya the ingredients. I think what Rashi would tell us is achar kmitza, it's true kol kmitza, even a kol shehu would be aser according to Rashi. But achar kmitza, in order to be koveya something, now you need a full shear. Now you need, just doing tzas at that point, that's not going to do anything. That's mishash go b'shir elog. You're not really being koveya. You're not saying, I really want shemen here. You're just doing a tiny bit for whatever reason, which we spoke about earlier. But achar kmitza, if you really want to be koveya something, you really want to do the isser, or you really want to get the psul of chareva, maybe the isser is no longer relevant, but the psul of chareva, you have to do a complete shear. Because, again, the whole point is that you need to be koveya the mincha. And the kviyas of the mincha is only possible at that point if you do a full shear. Because if you do less than that, kodem kmitza, maybe that means something, because it's a lot more important there. Everything you do is more magnified. Kodem kmitza, what's part of this mincha, what's not. But achar kmitza, in order to say that something's part of the mincha, you would need to actually do a full shear.
I don't think I was understanding the way you were trying to answer the parasitosis kasha on Rashi and Chabez. Your Aleph, it seems to conclude that Shemen Yechulin is constitutes Yibui. Like, doesn't that Bechlau not stem with Kvius? Like, isn't that saying that you don't need kvius in order to create a psul?
Okay.
And meaning, I'm very much sure what you're saying in Tosis, but like the har you made before, maybe in the Chinami, the Tosis, that's a very accurate description of Rish Lakish. But maybe the sugya on Chabez, that Rashi is within Rabbi Yochanan, and the sugya on Yudalef is within Rabbi Yochanan.
Good. So I thought, meaning, so again, just to clarify, you're saying the whole Gemara on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph is talking about Chulin and Chavrata. It's not a real Kvias, so how could it be possible according to what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I think, is that no, because Kodem Kmitza, that the Gemara on Yud Aleph is talking about Kodem Kmitza. So there, it is Shaykh. You could do a Kvias, I'm trying to think of the right Lashon. Meaning, what I was trying to say is that Kodem Kmitza, we say Lo Yasim Aleh HaShemen, could be a Kolshin. Why? That's not a real Kvias, that's not a full amount. No, because kodem kmitza is when everything's heightened, is when everything's on alert.
Meaning the time of
kviyas. Exactly. So chulin and chavrta, we'll talk about, this is not really the point, but chulin and chavrta would only be relevant kodem kmitza. That's hagufa, like the Taras Kodesh's point, that achar kmitza, this is shemen de chavrta. Right, that was essentially his question on Rashi, on Chabez.
And then you would be saying, yeah, but it's kodem kmitza.
Meaning his whole point is that it's achar kmitza. So leave that aside for 1 second. Right. But meaning, I appreciate you asked that question because I didn't make that point clear. What I was trying to argue is that kodem kmitza, everything's on heightened. Right. You know, everything's on under magnifying, under a microscope. And then achar kmitza, that's when you need a full shear. So lo yasim ala hashemen is only relevant the ikr kvias. Okay, that might be even a kol shear. Achar kmitza, we still want it to be chareva. Okay, but it's not going to be considered a lack of chariva if it's, according to Reish Lakish, if you only have a little bit. Because achar kmitza, no, if you really want there to be shemen now, you're clearly adding a new ingredient, achar kmitza, okay, then you need to bring in a full shear. Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's going to be
relevant. I wasn't going to get into that. Yeah, what do you mean?
So, because it just reminds me of the religion of Mary.
I'm trying to think if that should be relevant.
It could be that it's a different concept. I'm not sure that, that this kviyas has to be the same kviyas that you're referring to.
You're right, but it's interesting.
Or it could be the same kviyas, it's just that different halachos have, like,
at different times.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Let's think one second. Okay, it's interesting. If you said Rish Lakish
Kluchas,
right, that's what
right.
I'm thinking.
Yeah. Interesting. It's like the I expect it.
If you say Kedushas Kli Kavala,
you wouldn't expect a transition to happen.
Right.
They're not contradictory.
Which is what Rish Lakish is saying, according to Rashi and Tosos, right?
Right, but it doesn't have to be the same. But it would be interesting to have it fit together. But I don't think there's any value for the same piece. But
right. That'd be interesting. Okay, we'll have to think about that. Fine. Fine. So that was sort of the end of the first three quarters. I would just want to point out something fascinating in the Rambam, which I don't necessarily have a complete Havana in, but the Rambam... One second, sorry. Yeah, the Rambam, sort of on the bottom of page 3 and going into the back of page 4, the whole conversation about the Rambam, I think the Rambam is taking the point that we just made, that the whole idea of Chareva and the whole idea of Lo Yasim Ela Hashemen is not about a technical Isser. It is a technical issue, but it's not about a technical issue of we don't want Shemen touching this as much as we don't want to be koved. This mincha can't have Shemen in it. It can't have one of the ingredients be viewed as Shemen. I think we see this play out in the Rambam in an extreme way. That a number of the Mepharshim on the Rambam, like a Mishnah, Kesa Mishnah, they're all very bothered by. The Rambam writes, the bottom of page 3 in Maaseh Korbanos Yud Beis Ches, Nasan Zehikriv. So we haven't actually looked at Gemara, but the Rambam is really building off of the Gemara on Nun Tesam Beis, really the Mishnah, that says Alavona Loka Bifnei Atzmo, and he's just, if we just look on Nun Tesam Beis, V'chayev Al Hashem Bifnei Atzmo, V'chayev Al Lavona Bifnei Atzmo, and then the Gemara has a whole brace of discussing it. But what the Rambam adds, and what the Or Sameach, and the Griz, and the many others point out, and the Lecha Mishnah, I already said, point out, is that the Rambam seems to be saying, Nasan Zehikriv, that the Isser of Nesina Hashemen is only B'Shas Hakrav. It's only B'Shas Hakrav. Which is strange for a number of reasons. But before we get into what's strange about it, if you turn to the top source in page 4, the Sefer HaChinuch, says something that might be similar to the Rambam, might not be. And the Minchas Chinuch doesn't understand the Sefer HaChinuch. He says, Shelo Yasim HaKoin Shemen Beminchas Chotei Ani. And what does he say? Then all the way at the end, V'Nohegas B'Zman HaBayis B'Zichrei Kehuna. Sounds like the Sefer HaChinuch saying the Isser is only on the Zichrei Kehuna. Why? Because they're the ones who do the avoda. We always thought, or at least I always thought, that the whole Isser, B'Shas Nesina, could be anyone could do the Isser, Nesina Shemen, or Lavona, but let's focus on Shemen. And yet, the Sefer HaChinuch says, no, it's an Isser on the Zichrei Kehuna, the ones who do the Hakravim. And if you look at Minchas Chinuch on the second source on this page, the Inimavin, V'lomotza B'Shum Mokom, D'Lavze Yirak B'Zichrei Kehuna. Why should it only be B'Zichrei Kehuna? So the simplest explanation I would think of this Sefer HaChinuch is that he's really just reflecting the same idea that we just said in the Rambam. Again, we have to understand the Rambam, but the idea that the real Isser is the Hakrava. The real Isser is Hakravas Minchas Chotei with Shemen. The Isser isn't really the Nesina Shemen or the Lavona. Rather, it's the Hakrava that's done based off of it.
Why is it the simplest shot?
In the Rambam? Or in the Sefer HaChinuch?
Yeah, the second.
Could you speak of that?
Yeah, in the Sefer HaChinuch is saying a Kohen has to do the Yitzik, it has to do the...
But that's not
Sina Shemen.
I'm saying...
Yeah,
No, I understand that. We say for him, you don't have to be makir of it. The coin doesn't have to be makir of the mincha. If he pours the shemen on the mincha, he violates the law.
So I don't understand. So
the Rambam says nothing to it. I'm just saying the Rambam is talking about a second phase in terms of what you do with the mincha. Sefer HaSin is talking about who does it in the first phase. So I'm just saying, why is the simplest explanation?
No, you're right. Well, I think that's a much bigger chiddush, what you're saying now, right?
I didn't say anything.
No, okay. What you're not saying now is meaning to say that when he says Zifa Kahuna, he's assuming that that's referring to Nesina Shemin, is that?
That's Pashup Shah.
He never says the Hikru.
Yeah, Pashup Shah.
He never says the Hikru. That's true. But isn't that just not true? Maybe I'm wrong. Isn't that just not true?
What's not true?
That the Nesina Shemin has to be done by a Kohen?
No. Your Kasha on the Chinuch is great. I'm just saying you then said the simplest way to explain the Chinuch is by making the Ukimta that you hold the Gerama.
Oh, you're right. I shouldn't have said that. That's fair. What?
It's not simple.
Agreed.
It's a force.
No, because the simplest shot.
I agree.
The simplest shot.
I shouldn't have said the simplest.
The simplest shot, even though...
I'll say it like this. I saw the Rambam, and then I saw the Sefer HaChinuch. So
I was there. The simplest shot of the Sefer HaChinuch, even if it's Mechudash, is to say that there's a difference between when the Kohen put Shemen and when Yisrael put Shemen. That's the simplest shot. Meaning not just in terms of the law.
I agree with you.
But maybe there's a Lechatchila for the Kohen put Shemen in a regular Mincha. So maybe there's Dafka and Isser. Maybe we look at the Mice and the Sina Shemin differently when a Kohen's the one doing it, when Yisrael's doing it. And there are Makoros for that.
Right.
You have a parallel in Sefer HaChinuch regarding Ketores. Regardless of the sense that the Isser is not a Kal Yisrael or whatever. They're from Garbage and Ketores, but it's a carbon sequel. But it's on the Zichrei Kulino.
What is this one?
That it's only on.
Torah, so we also have that idea, that comment that the Sefer HaChinuch. She agrees on Rambam. That's part of his whole presentation. That that Ketores, the focus isn't really on the Kaftashal Korban, or the Kaporah, Sahaibah, or etc. It's really always on the Maisa HaKrabah. Whatever, anything to do with Maisa HaKrabah, that's why. To emphasize the ovdim, not the Bible, basically. So it's if you want to connect it especially to the language of Nasa Behikri, that's not a bad idea. But we'd have to say something. In other words, that the Isra of putting Shana and Mincha isn't so much a violation of. Again, that would maybe depend on the two aspects. If this is something that has to do with the nature of the korban, or it's koach, in terms of kapara, mincha's kote, you actually hold the other way.
What does that mean?
Meaning, what he's suggesting is that whenever you have something that has to do with the kapara, a factor that is connected to the status of the korban, in terms of the kapara sabaylim, so then saying that the mitzvah is on the ovdin is a bigger problem.
Right.
It's something that has to do with just the Maisa, Maisa HaMitzvah connected to the Korban, but not to its status as a Cheftza, which is Mechaper, or Ratza, etc. Then it makes sense. That's his...
Right.
So I'm saying on the one hand, you're talking about Nasa Mehikriv, you want to connect it to the act of HaKrabah, not necessarily even to the Korban. But that may just ironically depend on whether the problem of Shemin is something that takes away from the it's a Maisa Beira or an Isser. Maybe it's a Maisa Beira or an Isser that also is Mafkia, this particular Shem Mincha,
right?
Because it's Karuna, or it has to do with the aspects of how it works in terms of the Ritsui and Kapara of the Karba. At least as a parallel.
That's
if you said the same thing about Shemin as the Gris is about Torahs, then like Shai could say what he's saying and say about Hulu also. Yes.
No.
It's not parallel. But I think it depends. It determines. It'll be dependent on exactly. How you
right.
Like even your suggestion, sounds like you want to make your suggestion, which is kind of like a merging of the two things in a way.
Right.
Right. The Maisa Beira, and like, you know, it's being Kopeya, and a certain kind of shame when you talk about the Kni or something. But the question is, are you comfortable saying that, even if it's, you know, even if the Kareva part, you know, is more about the shame Korban and as a psul, as a Maisa Beira. More about making an ingredient. Those are two things talk about making something an ingredient. You know, one is, like, objectively, it's present. And the other is, you know, that you intentionally, you know, integrated it. So things like chulin or chaverta, etc.
Right.
You know, they're obviously nothing to do with, you know, the role that it plays once it's in there. It's all about being kaveya, like you're saying. You know, to create that. You know.
Right.
Could you say it's an ingredient because you never map of it, it never gets fully hooked back. It became possible.
That's what I was about to get to. Yeah. Meaning that mele looks like you never did anything. Meaning I just, it's irrelevant.
It's passive.
Right. Meaning I keep using the word ingredient. Ingredient for what? We didn't do anything. That was sort of.
It was such a bad ingredient that just has to.
Right.
Yeah, it was never.
Right. Right. I guess just the next couple of sources that we had here, I guess two final points. Meaning, that is essentially what I was going to get to in the Rambam. That's exactly the point. But we'll see it play out if you just look in the, I have the Sifra here, fourth source here on the fourth page. The Sifra is discussing the brisa that's brought in the Gemara on Samach Amud Aleph. The Gemara that's brought on Samach Amud Aleph is a cryptic Gemara. The Rishonim spend a lot of time trying to figure out what it means. Lo yasim Allah Hashem v'lo yitein yachol b'shnei kohanim. Maybe it's b'shnei kohanim, and Rashi has this explanation that maybe you're not chayiv. You're only chayiv one iser if you do it yourself. You're only be chayiv one iser. And Tosfos says that doesn't make sense. That's pashut. It's really talking about a psula achar psul, which is actually relevant to what Rebbe was just speaking about. Maybe if you do shemen after levona, you're no longer shy after the iser, or levona after shemen, you're no longer shy after the iser. But the Sifra and the Chavetz Chaim's explanation of it explain it slightly differently. If you look. What I was going to get to is, I think this is perhaps where the Rambam saw his idea of Nasan Vehikrin, that it's less about your Maisa Isser, even though I think it is a Maisa Isser, which we'll see in a moment, but it's about the Chefza. Aleha Begufa Shal Mincha Medaber. We're talking about Megufa Shal Mincha, Eino Medaber B'Shnei Kohanim. We're not talking about B'Shnei Kohanim. Now look at what the Chavetz Chaim explains this. You could ignore the English writing there, but Begufa Shal Mincha Sheh. Let's read the first one. Sheinam adaber elav b'shnei kohanim shelo yeschayvu shnei halav and atcheu sham beis kohanim echad nosing shem ve'echad levon aval chad kohen lo mechayv el chad lav al shem. You are only chayv one lav if you do both things. And as I said, that's how Rashi explains tomorrow. But then look at the Chavetz Chaim explains the next line. Beguf shel mincha shehikpida hu she'al mincha kazu lo yinasing ba shemen ve'lo levona. That you have to be careful, not that you don't place shemen or levona on the mincha, but shehepidehu she'al mincha kazu, that on the mincha itself, shemen or levona is not placed. What I wanted to just point out based off that is that might be a beginning of a Pesach for the Rambam. The idea, it's true, it might be a Maisa Isser for you yourself. And I saw the Minchas Chinuch has a whole debate. Let's say you do a Chatzis Shir and then remove it and then put it back on. He starts comparing it to the Hilchos Shabbos. If you do Parsh of Kosher and then take it away, is it more like Kosher or more like Kosev? If you write one letter and then erase it and then another letter, you're not going to be Chayav. So which one is this more like? We're not going to get into all that now. But I thought this is a Pesach to the Rambam. The idea, it's less about me and the Isser Nesina Shemen or Levona, but rather, it's about the mincha itself. The mincha cannot have this. And that's what I just thought was going back to our original point, that the whole idea is being koveya to the mincha. It's not about technical doing a little amount, but it's rather about arguing koveya towards the mincha. I would just note, and this is just completely b'derech she'ila, I have on the, I guess, fourth to last source here, the Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvos, Yizayinu mehasim shemen zayis minchas choten, v'hu amri sal lo yasim alav shemen v'im sam loka. I'm just pointing out, it's interesting, he doesn't mention the hakrava here. So you could say, I'm not sure what the diak here is. I was wondering if maybe, because no, it's still a maisa nesina that's iser, and you are going to get malchus. The malchus you're getting is not on the hakrava, meaning not like the sefer. If I put on shemen, I'm going to get malchus. Okay, we could talk about why is it not hasra safik. I thought maybe you could compare it, again, probably not the scope of our conversation, to like zoreya, right? It's not hasra safik every time, or afia, or all those, meaning maybe someone's going to take it out.
That's not comparable, because it's in a position in which naturally it's going to go in a course in which, like,
but here it needs to be done.
The issue could be putting in a position in which it's going to grow or going to bake, even if that's not going to happen until
here, if I add shemen and no one does anything,
I'm saying that's totally a nice of an album. Like, it's not
fair.
Yeah.
Fair. Right. Meaning, all I was getting towards is there is a possibility, at the very least, that there's still a maisa nesina here that's aser, or sima here that's aser, and you're not going to get malchus unless the hakrav is done. But that doesn't mean that the malchus is on the hakrav itself. That's meaning, yeah.
Now, I said 2 points. Number one is that the hikrav could be a shear in the nesina. In other words, that like your nesina is only considered relevant. I don't know if this is what you're saying, but your nesina is only considered a relevant or a significant nesina if you've been makriv the korban.
For sure.
Words, I think the lav is the hasamas hashemen al amincha, but you're it's only going to be, you know, considered a significant sima.
Right. So what I was grappling with is, why is that not hasra suffik then, or something like that, or
that's where the
coins tie.
So if
you're playing the chiddush, right? But I'm saying, like, in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos here, he doesn't mention hakrava.
Your deal is better, because by Lavona he says mehikra Lavona.
But Lavona
by Sota, I don't think he does by.
No, the next one. Your deal is better because he says he's yirano mehikra b'mincha Sota Lavona.
He says that.
No, but Lavona is different because Lavona is removable.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Sorry, exactly. Yeah, I went through this. Yeah.
So the deal is still a deal.
No, meaning because
the
Gemara says on Mentes that there is no Isser by Lavona until the Hakrava. That's Mefurish.
Right.
Because you could always remove it. But that's not true by Shemen.
What do you want to say that about Shemen if you thought the same way?
Yeah, I agree with you. You're saying he knew the words to say in Sefer HaMitzvos.
I don't know.
So
yeah.
Yeah.
Who the other answers?
Yeah. Then I guess just one final point about this is not. It's related to our broader point about it's about being kfias. The Gemara, the Mishnah, at the end of Nun, the Mishnah on Nun Tesam Adviz, says, Nasan Shemen al Shireha, ino over below Sase. You're not over on a low Sase. Sounds like it might still be problematic. But you're not over on a lo sase, and nasan kli agabe kli lo pasla. It's not possible. So we're not going to get into that today. But if you look in the Rambam has an interesting lashon. The third to last source we have here, nasan shemen al shireha achar shekamatz. After you do the kmitza, eno loka. Nasan shemen al shira achar shekamatz eno loka velo pasla sharei hakometz kasher. So, leaving aside the two, what I bolded were strange lashonos. Nasan shemen al shira achar shekamatz. Okay. Obviously, it's achar shekamatz because when else is there? You had this question?
No.
Oh.
No. This.
Right.
Maybe shiraim exists before you.
Oh, it's Yoni Sabura. You're right. Okay. I should have said that. Did you talk about this Rambam?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so maybe you're right to what you're saying. But let's assume not like what you were saying. Nasan Shemen al Shira Acher Shekamah. But you're right, it's a good Haram. But But it does say achar shekamat, so I'm not sure it really
works. I'll say achar shekamat. I'm saying if your question was...
But achar shekamat is an action,
right?
There's
no hechatimsa to have, like, when else are you going to be putting it on the shiram? You have no other hechatimsa.
Oh, I got you, I got you. You're right, you're right. I got what you said. Good. Nasan shem al shira achar shekamat. Eno loka velo posla sharia komat kasha. Right? Meaning, so two things that it points out. One, it's clear the Rambam is assuming that's bidyevin, I think at least, that if you do it, you're not loka and it's not posla because it's still the komat is kasha. And two, I thought it was interesting, the achash komats, and I guess three, sharia komats kosher, because the komats is kosher. Who cares about the komats? I'm focused on the shirayim. Similarly, the Rambam sounds like that's bidyevin, but if you look in the Gemara on Nun Tesla base, and the truth is in the Sifra, it's even clearer. If you look in the Sifra, it's even clearer, and I have it here on the bottom source. Lo yasim aleha shemen, no sin hu al shireha. Lo yasim ala Hashem avim, nasim posel, yikin ala bon, etc., etc. It seems to be clear in the Sifra, and I thought the Pashas of the Gemara as well, but it's just even clearer in the Sifra, but you can look yourself in the Gemara and in the Testament base, that nasim hu al shira sounds like lecha achila. So the Rambam, I thought, was saying against the basic line in the Gemara, but more importantly, also against the basic line in the Sifra, that nasim hu al shira sounds lecha achila. And I thought, I mean, so that's sort of my issue with this Rambam. That A, he sounds like it's bidyevet, when the Sifra sounds like it's the Chachila, and I thought the Gemara as well. And then B, he has these two funny Lashonos. So, I thought this was potentially the answer. I didn't see this anywhere. So that really, the Rambam is talking about Achar Shekamatz. The Rambam is talking about there's two separate times for Shirayim. Either A, Achar Kmitza, or I guess three if we're including Yonis, before the Kmitza, or Achar Kmitza, and Achar Hakrav. So when the Rambam in this halacha, in Perek Yud Aleph, is Nosan Shemen al Shira Achar Shekamatz, why does he say Achar Shekamatz? He's talking about after the Kmitza, but before the Hakrava. After the Kmitza, before the Hakrava, it's certainly Bidyevid. Why? Why? What's the isser there? There's still some sort of isser, something, maybe not over, anal over. So I thought maybe, I'm not sure, I don't want to say chariv, but maybe you're violating something there. You're violating something because the akrava is still relevant. You're bringing Shem into the party before we even did the akrava, which is everything we've been bothered by this whole time. So yeah, it's not the ikker isser, because at the end of the day, as Avram was pointing out, right, I didn't have a significant sima, because it's not leading to akrava. Right, I like that phrasing. It's not leading to Hakrava. But I did bring Shemen into the story before the Hakrava was completely done. So there's something wrong with it. What exactly that is, I don't want to misspeak, so I'm not sure. But so that's what the problem is. And that's why also the Rambam says, Eino lokev lo posla sharei hakometz kasher. Why is he saying sharei hakometz kasher? Who cares? I'm asking about the Shirayim. Says, so I thought that he's saying sharei hakometz kasher, because that's what we're focused on. The whole question about whether or not you're violating lo yasmul ha-shemen, or maybe chareva, is that whether or not the kibitz is going to be good, i.e., is this going to be a proper hakrava or not? Did I add an ingredient to the table or not? So says the Rambam, you shouldn't have done it, because it's still relevant, but it's not like really adding an ingredient. How do I know that? Because sharei hakometz kasher. The komet is still going to be good, because it's not completely relevant. So that's why he's assuming it's bidyevin. As for the Sifra, if you look in the Chavetz Chaim on the Sifra, al shirah, perish shiari ha-mincha ne'achelas l'kohanim im yirtzu lasi ispa shemen yitnu. This is a question about them. Once they already have it, and it's mutter for the kohanim to eat, achar ha-hakrava, yeah, then they can go ahead and add shemen onto it. Because at that point, it's no longer even shayach at all. So the Rambam isn't so sure the Sifri. He's not so sure the Pashas of the Gemara. It's that the Rambam is talking lifnei ha-hakrava, kodem Lifnei Hakrava, which again, it's still somewhat relevant because the Hakrava is Matir the Shirayim, but it's not going to be postulate. Why? Because it's still, the Kometz is Kosher, because you're not actually being Makrif, the Shemen itself. So, I don't know if you don't violate Shloye Karbona Mahuda, or however you want to formulate that, but it's still Bidyev, some sort of Is.
It's interesting that around the Korva Babayim also, some of the Parshim point out that that's Bidyev.
Right, Yigabla Babayim, right. I didn't end up talking. Right.
Even though there it doesn't speak about the Hakrava, but it is, it's curious because the Pashtus is, if you pass it that way, it's nothing.
Right, especially.
Again, it sounds like, you know, like the halacha, you know, this is okay,
but you should, yeah.
It's like against the something that might be a pattern.
What would the pattern be that we have? We told you what you should have, and you should have that, and nothing more. And it might not technically be us here, but you shouldn't have anything.
I mean, is even like any whiff of
right?
Anything that isn't kariba, you know, it's not possible, but
right. Okay, I think I'm going to say yashukah.